I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Who among us hasn't encountered moments of sheer panic and debilitating anxiety? Perhaps it was when you were about to be wheeled in for surgery, or maybe it was that first date, waiting to find out about your grade on a critically important final exam, or for so many, those moments before a big performance. Joyce Carol Oates wrote, "Any kind of creative activity is likely to be stressful. The more anxiety, the more you feel that you're headed in the right direction." And we hear similar sentiments from a wise 13-year-old, Emma LaSala.
"I know I can do it, but sometimes I don't believe it. My brain feels one thing and my body feels another. My heart races, stomach churns, and the butterflies want to come up. Nothing makes me more uncomfortable than this. Nothing makes me squirm like this. The anxiety builds up, about to burst at the wrong time. I've always hated public speaking, at assemblies, in class, and for presentations, but it's never held me back like this before. It came suddenly and unexpectedly. It was a normal day in class. We were presenting our projects. I knew ours was good. I told myself I would be fine. I had an upset stomach, which was normal, but then the headache and sweaty palms started and I couldn't breathe. When the group before us was called, I went into full panic mode. This was new. I began to feel dizzy. I went to see the nurse and agreed to try to present again at the very end of the day. I counted down every minute in complete fear. The end of the day came, so I gathered my things and entered the room. Uh-oh, I thought. There were more people than I expected. I panicked again. My heart raced, stomach hurt, palm sweated, head pounded, and I ran as fast as I could, away from the room, my classmates, the presentation, and my fear. A week later, I had to give another one. It was a big presentation, and I didn't believe I could do it. Like before, when the group before us was called, I desperately wanted to run. But I would be disappointed in myself if I did. So I sat in the chair, head pounding, palm sweating, losing breath, losing words, losing hope. Then I did it. I started to believe. I walked to the front of the room and started to speak, and real words came out, and I didn't mess up at all because I believed. I wonder what would have happened if I'd stayed in the room the first time for the first presentation. I see the more I run away, the more scared I am next time. So I believe you must show your fear who's in control. And maybe, if you do, your fear will run away from you as fast as you once ran away from it. Literally."
Emma LaSala is in the 7th grade at the Gordon School in East Providence. She lives with her family in Barrington. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.